This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the Live Sunday edition. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. If we get the chance, we'll tell you about the struggling magazine industry. They've been having a tough time the last decade or so, and things are not getting brighter on the horizon for that particular industry. But also another industry that is less threatened in the immediate moment, but they might be able to see some of the threats from Bitcoin and cryptocurrency out there floating. And that's why Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan Chase is once again on the attack. Within the last 2 weeks, he's made headlines for being verbally attacking Bitcoin, saying that the government's going to shut it down if it becomes too popular, which, of course, suggests that this man doesn't really understand what Bitcoin is. Well, let me play some of his comments here, because we barely got into it in the last hour before we ended up taking your phone calls about a variety of different things, as we are wont to do here on Free Talk Live, and you can join us and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. But here's Jamie Dimon in an interview with CNBC TV18 in New Delhi, India. Again, this is in response to his other comments from like a week or so ago when he was also attacking Bitcoin. So they've asked him some more questions about his opinions.
Odds and languages here. Countries form their currency. They like to control their currency. So right now, I say these crypto things are kind of a novelty. People think they're kind of neat. But the bigger they get, the more government's going to close them down. And they're also used a lot for illicit purposes. So you see.
Okay, hold on. We'll get into that here in a moment. So the bigger they get, the more likely the government is to close them down. Now, I understand why he's saying that, because that is certainly how the government would like to behave. I mean, they are a violent criminal gang, and they will use violence to protect their turf. In this case, their turf is the financial system and the fiat money supply, which is, to some extent, going to be threatened, hopefully, in a large way by things like cryptocurrency. So it's understandable if you look at New York, for instance, and the BitLicense thing that they passed, 2015, I think it was, which has driven Bitcoin-related and cryptocurrency-related businesses out of the state of New York. You've got Washington State just now that this year, I believe, is looking at implementing some cryptocurrency regulations that are going to be similar, as I understand it, to the New York BitLicense. And you've got companies already like Shapeshift.io announcing that they're pulling out of Washington. So if you're in Washington State and you're trying to use Shapeshift, I don't think it currently works, or if not, if it does currently work, it's not going to in the very near future once this legislation gets completed. And I'm not sure the exact status of it right now. So if you're in Washington State and you know better, feel free to call in and let us know about that. So there's no doubt the government will target as much as possible.
I don't know that there is. I have a doubt.
And why is that? Because New Hampshire is actually protecting Bitcoin?
Well, there's that. But I guess I'm tired of hearing the same old crap over and over and not seeing it happen.
What do you mean?
Right. So before we moved up to New Hampshire for the this great freedom migration, libertarians to New Hampshire, I kept on hearing about, you can't put a bunch of libertarians in one state because they'll roll tanks in, right?
That hasn't happened.
Uh-huh. And while we were up here for years, I would hear things like, oh, you can't have a bunch of people, libertarians in one place because they'll roll tanks in. Right?
Uh-huh.
Nobody says that dumb crap anymore because they never rolled tanks in. Now, we've been in Bitcoin here since January 2011 here on Free Talk Live, correct?
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
People have been talking about how, oh, the government's going to shut down Bitcoin. I mean, for 6 years now. How long do I have to hear this crap?
Well, the argument is Bitcoin's
too small.
No one's
even saying this except for Jamie Dimon at this point.
Oh, somebody else is saying it out
Who?
There.
No one says it to me.
I bet you Peter Schiff and some of the gold bug types would say something like that.
Well, I'm not going to put any words in anyone's mouth. I haven't heard Peter Schiff say that. I've heard him say a lot of stuff. But you got to tell me who's saying it before you say other people are saying it. Yes, some lunatic out there saying it. But some lunatic still believes they're going to roll tanks into New Hampshire and stop this great freedom migration.
Well, look, Mark, I mean, the evidence is that governments will will target the things that are a threat to their power. I mean, that does happen.
Are we talking?
Right?
Which governments are we talking about?
Any government?
About North Korea?
Any governments?
North Korea might very well try to stop.
Any government's going to threaten.
But the rest of them, the rest of them survive on the belief of their people that they are at least to some extent good. If governments just decide for whatever reason to outlaw cryptocurrencies and they don't give any particular reason other than
reason.
They're protecting
terrorism.
Our... Well, right. If you say
drug
terrorism...
Dealers.
What's that?
Drug dealers.
Right.
Terrorism.
They say terrorism and drug dealers.
Right.
But then you've got to shut down the U.S. dollar because terrorists and
they
drug dealers
that,
use
though.
That. I understand
they're not
going to
play logically in their game. They're not going to say, well, now that we've shut down Bitcoin, we also need to shut down our dollar.
Okay.
They're not going to do that.
All right. Governments aren't going to shut down Bitcoin. If they were going to shut down Bitcoin, they'd have shut down Bitcoin
Governments
already.
Governments can't shut down Bitcoin. That's the point that Jamie Dimon doesn't understand.
But they're not going to attempt it because, A, they will
but
fail.
But they already have.
B, they already...
But they already have. The New York Bit License has driven Bitcoin
That is not the
businesses.
Government shutting down anything.
I understand that, but what it is... It is, actually. It's
no,
not
it
government.
Isn't.
Let me explain. It's not government shutting down Bitcoin because government cannot shut down Bitcoin because it is a decentralized currency. However, they can outlaw the use of Bitcoin
a
in
license
certain
isn't
places.
An outlaw. A license, like
yes,
look,
it is.
Morticians aren't outlawed in New York, but there's a license for it, Ian.
If no, Mark,
New
you
York,
don't understand
the
how the
Empire
license
States
works, then let me
loves
let me
licenses.
Clarify something for you. If you don't get the license and the government finds out you don't have it and you're doing business, they're going to come down with men with guns to stop you.
Duh, that's what it's like if you try to cut hair in New Hampshire without a cosmetology license.
Yeah.
So, look, licensure isn't shutting anything down.
Yes, it is. It's shutting down every single business who wanted to do business in New York. So, if you want to do local bitcoins, if you want to do shapeshift.io, there's a bunch of things that are affecting the average user of Bitcoin. Not, but it would be bad enough
Jamie
if it was...
Jamie Dimon didn't say the government's going to start handing out licenses for Bitcoin. He said they're going to shut it down.
You're changing the point of what
no,
we're talking
I'm not.
About here.
I know what you're talking about. You're saying that handing out licenses is shutting things down.
Yeah,
I say it is demonstrably not that.
Well,
I don't
tell that to the people
it.
Who closed their businesses in
right.
New York. Tell
those
that to all the Bitcoin vending machine, Bitcoin ATM companies who pulled out of New York. That's a shutdown.
No, it's not a shutdown. It's a choice by the market to not do business in a place that believes
yes.
that licensure is necessary
right.
for this.
So by default, that is a shutting
no,
down
isn't.
Of Bitcoin activity in the state of New York and soon to be the state of Washington. It doesn't mean Bitcoin has been shut down. You can still have Bitcoin legally in New York. You can still buy things with Bitcoin. In New York, but it's been made a whole lot more difficult for people in the state of New York to get the basic Bitcoin market services that the rest of us have access to in the rest of the world and the rest of the country. For you to sit there and act like the Bit License is no big deal is BS.
Who
it is a big
it's
deal.
It's no big deal. I'm celebrating it. I want to go out to New York and I want to thank a politician for making their stupid, tyrannical state that much more irrelevant. People
uh-huh.
will move out of New York because
sure,
they
but
cannot.
What happens
business.
When other states
Why am
copy
I still
it?
Talking and you're talking? People will move out of the state of New York. I keep
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they've
I,
been moving out.
Yeah, they'll move out and they will show, they will vote with their feet, and that will be one more nail in the coffin of the tyrannical bureaucracy known as the government of the state
Great.
Of New York.
I'm with you there, dude. That's all true.
Right.
But to act like that, what they've done is somehow not damaging or somehow, you know, not a bad thing. The Bit License is terrible for
I
the people of New York.
I didn't act like that at all. I
okay.
said that getting a license
that was the impression
isn't
I got.
Shutting it down. You tend to get that impression.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one because you talk to the people who have not started businesses
I will.
Because of
the
a license.
The first thing I'll say to them is, why are you still in New York?
There are licenses for all kinds of things in all kinds of states. That shuts down business. It stops people from investing in their own businesses. It stops people from being entrepreneurial because the barrier to entry is too high to start whether it's a restaurant or a Bitcoin exchange or whatever it is when
Jamie
licenses
Dimon
get in the way.
Isn't talking about licenses. Okay?
I didn't say he was. You are talking about licenses. And you're saying it's not shutting things down. And licensing absolutely does shut things down. It restricts the marketplace to only the richest of actors and the people who have the attorneys to get into a marketplace. You know all this about licenses.
You don't have to tell me. I don't think licenses should exist.
Great.
But it's not shutting Bitcoin down. It's not
what he's
talking
about. I didn't
say
at any point that it was.
What are we talking about here? Are we talking about Jamie
Dimon
or not?
You were saying it didn't. It wasn't. You were saying licensing isn't shutting down businesses.
Licensure does not apply to what Jamie Dimon is talking about.
Right. I agree with you there. But
Good.
Was I misunderstanding you when you said that licensing does not shut down business?
No, I said that licensing isn't shutting down Bitcoin.
Okay, well, that's good. We agree on that. Sorry I misunderstood you there. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I never said licensing. I never said licensing shuts down Bitcoin, and I'm sure that's not what you said, but we'll move on. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, if you want to get into Bitcoin mining, for instance, you can do that over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the costs, the constant equipment upgrades, and the maintenance, stuff that, unless you're a technical wizard, you probably can't handle. As far as Bitcoin mining is concerned. So let the wizards do it for you, and you just put some Bitcoin in as an investment, and then you can use their handy calculator tool over at pool.bitcoin.com to try to figure out how much you could possibly bring in from your Bitcoin mining efforts at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, so get on over there, and you can jump in, as Mark and I have done, at pool.bitcoin.com. All right, so our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I did go back in the audio, Mark, and I double-checked. And you absolutely were saying the things that I thought you were saying that you were denying saying. You said that the BitLicense, which is the New York State regulatory structure that they put into place back in 2015 against certain Bitcoin-related businesses, not people who are just accepting Bitcoin at the retail level, but people who are like trying to run like a Bitcoin exchange or something like that, those folks, they were regulated by this. And you said at one point that the BitLicense is not the government shutting down anything. And you said during the break that you stand by that statement.
Yeah, I do stand by that statement. So,
which is what I was arguing with you about in the last segment.
Right.
That you denied that I was arguing.
So what you're saying is that something's been shut down, so therefore my statement that it didn't shut down anything is false. And yes, if you look at it that way, I can see the point you're trying to make.
Like all the businesses who quit and exited their business from the state of New York or shut down their business entirely, or all the businesses that never started because they can't get the $100,000 together that they would need to get through the application process.
So what you're saying
that's all
is
been
that
shut down.
If anybody's been shut down, if anything has been shut down, therefore my statement that the government isn't shutting anything down with licensure is false. What my
Quite clearly false, yes. Well,
from a point of view,
okay.
My statement was is that there is no activity that the government licenses that has been shut down. So morticians still mortate in New York.
You're
even
saying
though
the entire industry hasn't been shut down.
Right.
Well,
and that's what
J.D.
Diamond's talking about. He said his and remember, that's where this conversation comes from.
Yeah, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of Chase.
The CEO of a large central bank says, Bitcoin, if Bitcoin gets too big and too successful, they'll shut down Bitcoin.
He's talking about shutting down the whole thing, which is not possible.
Right, but you can't do it in a geographic area like New York either. And
no, you can't stop Bitcoin.
And handing out licenses in New York for people to do business in Bitcoin only makes the people who want to do business in Bitcoin in New York get licenses. And then the people who don't. So Bitcoin businesses haven't been shut down in New York.
Well, many of them have.
Exchanges haven't been shut down in New York.
Many of them have, actually.
Exchanging of Bitcoins has not been shut down in New York. It's been licensed. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
That's a lame definition of shutdown. To say that shutdown has to include every single business entity.
That's what he's talking about, though. That's the tent under which we're arguing is Jamie Dimon talking about
shutting down Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Right. He's talking about shutting down Bitcoin. I never said the BitLicense has shut down Bitcoin. No one has ever said that. No one has ever said that Bitcoin has completely exited New York or all Bitcoin businesses have exited New York. But if some businesses have stopped doing business and others have not started, that is, in effect, a clampdown or a shutdown of that particular industry. Let's move on. Jamie Dimon continuing here from CNBC. What else do you have to add to this? We're going around in circles.
The point is that if they were going to shut down Bitcoin, they should
can't.
Have done it already.
They cannot
they
shut down Bitcoin.
Could have.
No, they can't. And that's why Jamie Dimon doesn't know what he's talking about, and you should know better than to say something like that. They can't stop Bitcoin because it's a decentralized cryptocurrency, meaning it's decentralized, meaning that there are nodes that are the system, that they are the network of Bitcoin that exist outside of New York, that exist outside of the United States, that are all around the globe. It is an impossible task to stop the Bitcoin network. No, they could not have shut it down.
If in 2011, when the CIA became aware of Bitcoin, they had set up a 51% attack. They had set up miners where they were 75-80% of the miners. They had then gone and altered the software that is Bitcoin at that point to make it less decentralized and more to their liking. Then they would have had the power and the resources to put the genie back in the bottle for Bitcoin. Now, that wouldn't have changed cryptocurrency at large because the blockchain technology had already been created, and the time and the energy that it would have taken to put the 51% attack on Bitcoin,
if that would have been possible, because it would have cost a lot of money.
Now
it would have cost a lot of time.
It would have been time. But all I'm saying is that if the government was going to attack Bitcoin, they would have done it already, and
they didn't know what it was probably back then.
CIA had a white paper. They had a speech from Gavin Andreessen. They had it. They knew at least to some extent what it was. They didn't have the foresight. If they wanted to shut it down, they didn't have the foresight to do it. So I stand by my statements. Go right ahead.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that they could have shut it down by adding more nodes to the network than already existed at that time.
Right.
Which, again, is speculative. You don't know if that would have even been possible, because anybody else out there in the world would have been able to compete with them and, you know, add nodes and so on and so forth.
Well, they would have been basically had... the government has the power to produce things, the money and the power to produce things, much more quickly than the marketplace, if we're talking about something very limited like this.
Generally, the government doesn't move quickly.
I know. Well, that's the problem, is that they couldn't... If they were going to do it... The time that they were able to do something has passed.
Right. So you agree with me then that they cannot shut down Bitcoin at this point?
They cannot shut down Bitcoin at this point.
But why, Mark, couldn't they do the same thing? Why couldn't they just put 20,000 nodes onto the system and then, you know, create the raise all these miners and throw billions of dollars into it?
The walls would be built too high. At this point, you'd see it happening. The miners would see it happening. They wouldn't want to be outclassed. They'd begin to put more mining rigs on. And the government knows they can't do this. It would have been hard in 2011.
Right. Yeah, it would have been very hard.
It would have been. It's darned near impossible, because to get this done, Donald Trump's got to come out and he's got to say, we're going to build Bitcoin mining rigs to make Bitcoin the biggest thing, blah, blah, blah. And then what happens? Everybody just flees. And it's presuming they manage to build the giant Bitcoin mining apparatus.
They'll switch to
Dash. Why would you go to Litecoin? It's garbage.
Well, back in 2011, there was no Dash.
Well, I'm not. We're talking about now.
No, you were talking about 2011. Remember what you were saying 5 minutes ago. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you should take up some smoking of cannabis, Mark. It might help your memory. Let's go to Jamie Dimon.
A lot for illicit purposes, so you've seen China just go after them. So that's what I've said. I mean, you can like it or not.
Okay, let's stop there. So he was saying Bitcoin could be used for illicit purposes, and China has gone after them. Well, again, China hasn't gone after them, because there is no them when it comes to Bitcoin. It's not like there's a company that exists that the government...
He may be talking about miners.
Well, we don't know what he's talking about. But it's not like there's a company that exists that the government can just go and raid their offices like they have with, let's say, Uber. When Uber came into certain markets, I think it was South Korea and France, they actually conducted actual physical raids against their offices. There are no Bitcoin offices. There are programmers who program for Bitcoin, and they are located in diverse spots all around the world, and there, I believe, are hundreds of people who have contributed to the Bitcoin programming at this point. So they can't just use their police thugs to shut down Bitcoin here. And when China went after them, they're talking about China going after some of the exchanges, which was a recent headline. And the Bitcoin market did dip in price, but it's gone back up since then. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because Bitcoin don't really care.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted?
A friend?
Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"?
Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking.
And the more you did it, the more it didn't work.
So you switched to the needle.
Now you're a train wreck.
Drinking, drugging, broke.
Your family hates you.
And you hate you.
Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, hopefully we'll be joined by Will Coley from the Malik Center, the future full-time mosque that's opening up here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. He's been really working away hard at repainting and scraping and doing all kinds of prep and cleaning up the house. And
house cleanup stinks.
Has had a lot of volunteer assistance as well. I've been out there. But that's the reason I've been out for the majority of the last over a week here on the show, is that I've been out there doing various different cleanup operations. And so well, hopefully we'll talk to Will about how that's going along and the fundraiser that he's put together, and that we've got a pretty exciting announcement about coming up here tonight. That's still on the way. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, how does one stop bullets?
Well, in the case of handgun bullets, you need, I don't know the way to pronounce this, but body armor that's type 3A, I think is what it's called. And what bulletblocker.com is the thinnest and lightest ballistic of this sort available in the market today. Very flexible and concealable. There is a lower form. I think it's two I's or whatever it is, Roman numeral two. And that will stop smaller handgun rounds. You don't want that. You want the larger, 3A type. is airport security friendly. Their products are attractive, well made, right here in the U.S. You got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets too. And you might as well get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
All right, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, where Tom is on the line in Nashua, New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
There's a news story going on about in Loudoun, New Hampshire, at the NASCAR races. The race car drivers are saying anybody who doesn't stand for the national anthem is going to be fired. And, of course, you're working for them, and they decide who to hire, and in a free country, that's their right. But one of them goes on to advertise a point that I really have to address here, and is it advertising is intense ignorance. If so, Child just says he told his team that anybody that works for, okay, then he goes on to say, anybody that don't stand up for the anthem ought to be out of the country, period. And, wow. You know, this love it or leave it type of attitude.
Now, who is this guy? Is this like the chairman of the NASCAR?
The Hall of Fame driver Richard Petty's sentiments. He's the one that says anybody that don't stand up for the anthem ought to be out of the country.
So he's just a driver. You know, okay.
Well, the
driver.
The love it or leave it. The answer to that, of course, is that the only people who are truly free to move out of the country are people who can get permission from the bureaucrats in another country to move into that other country.
That's true.
I mean,
well, not
so
entirely. I mean, you've got to, if you want to, you lose your U.S. citizenship, you've got to pay an exit tax. You've got to, you know, go through government bureaucracy, U.S. government bureaucracy, and ask permission to no longer be a citizen. So, I mean,
there's a lot of permission asking.
Yeah, there's a lot of permission asking for this whole love it or leave it crap. And I would point out, I'm certainly not going to claim that slavery hasn't gotten better throughout the millennia and throughout the centuries, but, you know, citizenship, if they demand a portion of your wages, a portion of your earnings, that's what slavery is somebody, you know, they're forcing you to work and then taking your earnings. In this case, if you choose to work, they take a portion of your earnings. If they, you know, if you've got to pay in some kind of exit tax to no longer have that happen, well, people could buy their slave, buy their freedom when it, slaves could buy their freedom too. So
now let me go on to point out though. See, a lot of people don't realize it because, you know, spring break, okay, they go to Montreal and have a few beers and, you know, they're allowed through the port of entry, but they're like mother-in-law. Okay. They can come on over and visit, but they can't move in.
Right.
Moving in is totally different from just passing through or visiting as a tourist and spending money there, but not going to earn any of the local money and, you know, have a job. They're very jealous about anything where you would take a job in that country and or take up residence in that country. There's a whole lot of red tape, and only the ones who can jump through those hoops are the ones who are free to move out of this country. And
which
then,
is why we need a place in the world where people can come to without having to beg some bureaucrat's permission, where as long as they are welcomed by a property owner or a job of some sort, that they should be able to come there. And hopefully we'll have a place like that someday. Right now, actually, isn't Uruguay pretty friendly to immigration?
There's lots
of
places.
I don't know. Well, you go Uruguay and I'll go mine. Goodbye.
Thanks for the call.
Lots of places are friendly to immigration. I mean, that's not it's not difficult.
Are there lots of them?
Yeah.
I understood that there was only like a couple.
There's lots of them.
Okay.
And if you have certain...
Are we only talking about for people with $500,000 to spend?
Well, there's that, right? I mean, it comes down to
because I'm
that.
Talking about friendly to anybody.
To move
immigrate.
There? I couldn't tell you as far as that goes. Yeah. I can tell you this, that Italy and Ireland and Israel... their immigration has to do with your lineage. So if you can claim to
family.
Be... family. Yeah, well, if you can claim to be part, I think it's within usually a grandparent that is Italian, Irish, or Jewish, then you can get citizenship.
Uruguay has a stated policy of welcoming foreign nationals who wish to come and live in the country. There is no immigration quota, nor does Uruguay's immigration authority discretionally reject applications.
I've heard that the people in Uruguay, this is, you know, somebody who lived there for a few months, said that they were sort of fiercely against foreigners.
It is also not required the applicant invest in the country either. So it's that's all. I've always heard that Uruguay is one of the more friendly places to immigrants. But if you know of others, it might be interesting to learn those things.
You're talking about the government, not a place.
Correct.
I'm talking about the place, not the government.
Yeah.
The place is supposedly not very friendly from what I've heard.
Okay. Well, I know Derek J was there for a few months.
That's of whom
I who you heard it from? Okay. Wow, they spoke. I thought they spoke highly of their time in Uruguay. But I don't know.
It's probably a beautiful place.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I suspect you're going to encounter anti-immigrant zealots in every country of the world, would be my guess. Because xenophobia is not something that is exclusive to the United States.
Don't just move someplace without going to check it out.
No doubt. Yeah, that's a bad plan. So you can bring up anything that you want as we go back to the J.P. Morgan Chase CEO, Jamie Dimon, and his attack against Bitcoin.
A lot for illicit purposes, so you've seen China just go after them. So that's what I've said. I mean, you can like it or not like it, but my own view is that eventually government's going to close it down. Mm-hmm. They like to control the currency.
They
like, do. Know who has it, where it goes, why it goes, when it goes.
Yes.
They like to see it. And, you know, the cryptocurrency is the opposite. So
yes, and that's why people love cryptocurrency, because they don't have an interest in letting the government know all of their business. And, you know, people like Jamie Dimon, who are essentially backers of the fiat money system, the government money system, he benefits from it. He profits quite greatly from his, you know, investments and his position with J.P. Morgan Chase. So, of course, he wants to promote the government's line of, well, we need a money that you can see, that you can track, that the government knows everything about, that the government knows where you are and what you're spending it on and what, you know, all your habits are. There are a lot of people in the world who don't want the government to know. And it's not just drug dealers and terrorists. Everybody wants privacy. I mean, most people who aren't insane government lovers want privacy from the government. Most people, if they are given the opportunity, whether it's a waitress or...
A, would you like the government to know all about your finances? Choice B, would you like to show the government, you know, would you like them to not know any?
Right.
And people are going to choose B all day long.
Or if you can have halvesies where they know about some and not about others.
Now,
that's
some
good
people
too.
Will say, I'll take choice A if you can implement it on everyone else. But cryptocurrency has now blown the door off that vault. No mm-hmm. longer can the government demand to see your banking. Yeah, if you do bank at their bank, if you bank at their banking systems, they can see all your stuff. But if you bank with Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, nope, they necessarily can't.
Well, Bitcoin is a public ledger, so anybody who wants to can actually look at all of the transactions on Bitcoin. But if they don't have enough knowledge about the source and destination and who holds the
right,
addresses,
you have to take steps.
And
that's why I look for things like Dash and Monero and stuff like that to become much more popular.
All right, more on the way here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves on this live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Jamie Dimon on the attack again against Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general, saying that he thinks the government or governments will shut Bitcoin down if it grows too large, too popular. We'll play more of his ridiculous and uninformed fear-mongering comments here in moments. It's Ian and Mark in the studio and want to invite you to freetalklive.com to help us out. We got all kinds of ways you can help the show. And one of those ways is if you're a podcast listener, if you are listening via our, let's say, RSS feed through iTunes or maybe Stitcher or one of the other platforms on which you can find Free Talk Live, or maybe, I don't know what else there is out there that people could rate us on, but we're asking you for ratings. So when you're in iTunes, there's a way to leave, I believe, a star rating for us, as well as, if you feel so inspired, a text-based, you know, description of why you like the show.
You probably should, not just what you like, why you like the show, but probably describe the show a little bit, you know, libertarian radio program, you know, current events commentary, things like that.
So you can do that for us, and it makes a big difference because the more people rate Free Talk Live on iTunes and these other platforms, the more likely those platforms will kind of put us out there in listings and top lists and things like that. So it's a way for us to attract more new listeners to the show. So if you care about Free Talk Live and spreading the ideas of liberty and cryptocurrency and peace, then please take a moment, leave us a rating, leave us a review, and we really appreciate it if you do that. So thank you in advance. As we go back to J.P. Morgan Chief Executive Jamie Dimon, who was interviewed by CNBC TV18 in New Delhi this past Friday about his opinions about Bitcoin.
Again, you might, and again, I prefer digital. You might have a crypto dollar. I would prefer that than a cryptocurrency, which is not a fiat currency. So,
fair enough. Yeah. No,
he would prefer the currency. So he likes, he says, the idea of blockchain technology, the immutable ledger. But he wants a ledger that he's in control of, that the government
entirely sure that one could, I don't know how the tech, I don't know enough about the blockchain technology to know whether or not Jamie Dimon could get what he wants, which is to say that wise central bankers like himself can inject currency into the marketplace mm-hmm. when they feel it is best, or whatever it is, because that's basically what he's saying. He says he likes a fiat currency, he doesn't like Bitcoin, and what the only distinction really between the fiat currency and Bitcoin is that A, Bitcoin doesn't, you know, has these sort of pseudonymous accounts where you can get an account and nobody necessarily knows it's your account.
Yeah.
So, you know, he would, A, it would be kind of cool to, you know, for him, as far as he's concerned, to have that a name with those accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And then B, he gets to decide how much money is put into the marketplace. Now, he's not the chairman of the Federal Reserve, but I'll bet you he's on the board of the Federal Reserve or whatever. He talks to these people. They talk to each other.
Sure.
And he has power in that way. So basically they're asking one of the power brokers in the central banking system, hey, do you like the power that you broker in the power broker system, central bank stuff, or not? And he's, well, surprise, surprise, surprise.
He likes it.
He likes it. As a matter of fact, he thinks it's dangerous for the unwashed masses to be able to control their own money.
Right, and you look at the blockchain technology, which, you know, neither of us are engineers, but we do understand the basic idea that the blockchain is a distributed decentralized ledger, meaning that it exists, the full blockchain, which is every transaction that has ever occurred on the Bitcoin network since it began in 2009, that full, was it 150 gigabytes worth now, I think, somewhere around that range, that full 150 gigabytes of files exists on thousands of locations all around the globe. And one of the reasons why that's beneficial is because it makes the ledger immutable, meaning that no malicious actor within the system can go and, let's say, increase their Bitcoin supplies, you know, quietly.
That'd be nice.
You know, just go in there and hack into the blockchain.
Only if I could do it, though.
And increase
Nobody
the Bitcoin
else.
Supplies. And the reason they can't do that is because if you were to go, Mark, you could do it on your computer. If you had the, you know, technical ability, you could go into the blockchain and you could move all these Bitcoin into your Bitcoin account. But then the other 7,000 or 10,000 or however many nodes there are in the network at that moment would then basically blacklist you and say, that's not... Nope, sorry,
they
you can't
reject
do that.
That ledger,
right.
And you know, the other ledgers out there would say, nope, that's just not true.
Right, because they're all constantly checking one another's validity. So that's the benefit of the blockchain technology, is that immutability. That's one of the reasons why Bitcoin is worth around, what is it today, 3,700, 3,800? Somewhere in that range?
That's what I saw last. Yeah, 36.78, 90.
Yeah. So about 3,700 U.S. dollars. That's one of the reasons why it's worth so much, is because it can't be manipulated by central controllers or anybody. It's a system that is very, very strong against that. And so J.P. Morgan, or Jamie Dimon in this case, he and his banker buddies, yeah, sure, they can see the benefit of an immutable ledger, but they want to be in charge of it, to where the banks are the ones who have their own immutable ledger between
them. He goes on
them.
His little computer, he says, I'm going to make all the money go where I want it to go, and then he's like, oh my God, this doesn't work! I don't get to control this money! And
he's
it makes
Bitcoin.
Him mad.
Yeah. So let me go on with more of his comments here.
It's just that, you know, ultimately all currencies are created out of thin air. And, you know, there is a central bank backing, there is a sovereign backing, but it is still created out of thin air. And this currency at least has a stable quantity, whereas other currencies backed by central banks have quantitative...
I know, but those central banks, it says legal tender. You have to take this as payment.
No, you don't.
It's very cheap to do. It's very easy to move back and forth. We move, J.P. Morgan moves $6 trillion around the world every day, very efficiently, very quietly, very effectively, and very cost efficient. It's all digital money moving around the world.
Now, somebody made an interesting point recently about, you know, he's saying, oh, it's so fast, it's so efficient, it's cost effective. And people have looked at the Bitcoin network and how large it is and all the power, for instance, that goes into Bitcoin mining. It's very expensive. You know, you have to pay for a lot of power in order to turn that power into computing processing time and then turn that into Bitcoins. And so whatever the total power bill of all the Bitcoin miners combined, probably very, very expensive. But what about all the power of all the lights and computers and the coffee makers and everything and every bank building?
Don't forget the personnel costs.
The personnel, exactly.
I mean, of these banks.
tremendous amounts of money and overhead goes into running these
operations. Only a mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging fool would say that somehow the banking system is more efficient.
Bitcoin.
This old legacy system. Banking really hasn't changed that much versus Bitcoin, where everybody can bank on their cell phone.
Yeah, I mean, I was just down in Bridgeport, Connecticut the other day doing some banking, and because it's near New York City, and there's some big banks down there, including Chase Bank, and I was looking at this monolithic tower for a relatively small bank, a regional bank called People's Bank, here in New England, and it was just this humongous building. I don't know how many stories it was. I don't even know if it was their main offices, but it was huge, and you just take all these bank buildings and you try to calculate how much power each one of those things is sucking down every single day, because you know they've got, you know, every office has at least one computer in it that's constantly running, and they're not running the Bitcoin blockchain, you know, so they're not creating that out of all of their processing. So it would be interesting to somehow try to estimate those numbers, but it would be very difficult.
It's got to be hundreds of times.
Yeah, I would imagine
factors
so. Yeah.
More than what the Bitcoin blockchain or Bitcoin network is spending.
And good for this the host here, whose name I have not yet caught, but the female host on CNBC TV18 in New Delhi, for pointing out that that it's all money created out of thin air. That just because the government creates the money out of thin air.
He really walked into it here because he walked into India, where they understand the value of gold, right? Mm. You talk, get some American reporter on here, and they're like, you're right, right? Like, you know, they don't know anything versus over there, where they understand what sound money is a bit more.
Let me go on here. The diamond.
You got to say, what is the problem we're trying to solve? And so, again, I'm not against the technology, but... But creating
sounds
money
like
out of thin air without having a government backing is very different than creating money having a government backing.
Creating money out of thin air without a government backing is very different than creating money out of thin air with a government backing, he says.
Okay.
The difference is, as he pointed out earlier, is you have to accept the legal tender. Now, that's not necessarily true, as our friends at the Bitcoin shop pointed out to us the other day.
Right. I don't think demonstrably that that's so, that you have to accept legal tender.
Only for debts.
Yeah.
And that's what it says on the legal tender. If you pull out a dollar or whatever out of your pocket and you look at it, it does say legal tender accepted for, or you, basically, to paraphrase, I don't have it in front of me, that you must accept this for debts, public and private. So if you've gotten into debt with somebody, then they have to accept U.S. dollars as payment of that debt. But if you have yet to sell that person a thing, you know, if you're at a storefront or whatever, or if you've yet to go into business with that person, then there is no debt created, and so therefore you can refuse the legal
tender. Further, you can decide what the exchange rate is between Bitcoin. If they have a debt with you for one Bitcoin, you can say, fine, you can pay it off for $10,000.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. 855-450-3733. That's an interesting point. There's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.